Animals Extinct with Miria Patel, the podcast where I talk about animals that are now extinct. Today we will be talking about the Megalodon, what they looked like, how they lived, and how they eventually went extinct, and some similarities between the Megalodon and the modern day great white. So for some background knowledge on prehistoric eras, there are four main prehistoric eras: the Precambrian era, which was from 4 billion to 242 million years ago. The oldest known fossils are from this time, and they're like about 3 billion years old. Simple celled life forms were like generally from this time, and not a lot of the animals lived during this era. After that, there's the Paleozoic era, which was from 542 to 251 million years ago. The beginning of this era, it was filled with a bunch of life in the ocean, but towards the end, some of that life moved onto land. This era is also marked by the Cambrian explosion, which is this huge explosion of life in the oceans. And it ended with the Great Dying, which is when most of the animals from the era all went extinct. After that, there's the Mesozoic era, which was from 251 to 65 million years ago. This era split up into three periods, the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous periods. It's also known as the Age of the Dinosaurs, and towards the end, there were some early birds in this era. After that, there's the Cenozoic era, which was from 65 million years ago to today. This era is also known as the Age of the Mammals because it's when mammals were around and when they thrived. It also has the Ice Age and large animals in the ocean and tropics. So a bit about the Megalodon. The Megalodon is this giant super shark. And when I say giant, I mean giant because they were between 50 and 60 feet long, which is about the size of a bowling lane. And they were like the biggest shark to have ever lived and quite possibly the biggest fish to have lived. Females on average were twice the size of males, and their teeth grew to be about 7 inches long. Their name actually means big tooth. The shape of the Megalodon, it has often been depicted as the same shape as the great white, just bigger. But in recent years, we found out that that's not true. And instead, they have a shorter nose, a flatter jaw, and longer predorsal fins, which are like the fins that come off their sides. And they look a lot more like a blue shark. Part of the reason why megalodons were so big was because of the high oxygen content on Earth at the time, which meant that their prey had more food, and their prey was bigger, which led to them having more food and them growing bigger. And another reason why they grew to be so big was because the megalodon infants would eat each other in the womb. They also grew really fast. At birth, the newborns would be half the size of a modern day great white, but as an adult, they'd grow to be around three times larger than a great white shark. The megalodon lived around 20 million to 3.6 billion years ago. They dominated the ocean for around 13 million years. But they didn't live during the same time as the dinosaurs. They were warm water sharks and generally hunted in warm, shallow waters. And their teeth have been found everywhere on Earth except for Antarctica. They lived to be about 46 years old, and their young lived in shallow waters, a lot like modern day sharks. And we know this because small little megalodon teeth have been found around the beaches of Panama and Florida. Predators. The megalodon at first didn't really have any predators, and the adult, but the young would sometimes be preyed on by other giant shark species. They mostly ate whales, and so like different types of whales, dolphins, sperm whales, baleen whales, but they also ate seals and like sea turtles, along with sirens. And the siren family is like the same family as manatees. What they ate changed based on where in the world they lived and what stage of life they were in. So, like, young juvenile sharks would eat fish more than they would eat a full-grown whale, just because they're not big enough to eat a whale. And then the teeth of, we know what they ate because their teeth have been found in many whale fossils from that time. Now, why they went extinct? So they went extinct around 3.6 million years ago, like I said before. And a main reason for this is thought to be because of climate change. The Earth started cooling for like what was going to be the Ice Age. And because of that, they're warm water sharks. So they primarily live in warm water. And so there was less place for them to travel around. And whales, which were their primary prey, ended up moving to the poles, like the two Arctics, where their food was more abundant. So their food moved out and they can't really move around anywhere more. So it's possible that they starved from that. The oxygen levels also lowered, meaning their prey gradually started getting smaller and it just couldn't sustain them because they'd need to hunt a lot more and it would take too much energy. They had to compete with other large animals for food, like the Leviathan. Leviathan is basically a giant sperm whale, like a sperm whale on steroids, really, because it had like big teeth. It was huge. They like ate other whales and like sharks and stuff. They're scary. And also early ancestors to like most modern day sharks, like the great white. And so basically these new giant predators would mean that the megalodon had competition, and it led to the whales and like whale species declining. And because they went extinct, whales became huge because there weren't really any other apex predators to hunt them anymore. That's why whales are so big now. If megalodons were still alive, whales wouldn't be as big and there'd probably be less whales because there'd be a giant shark hunting them all. There'd also probably be more boat attacks because they could mistake them for whales, and the way that they'd attack would be like from underneath. So there'd be like shark attacks from underneath. They also probably wouldn't intentionally hurt humans because humans don't really provide enough nutrients for them to like want to hunt them. But it might happen on accident because they'd mistake the human for something else or like some other prey, or they'd just get in the way. Now, to compare it to the great white, some background knowledge on the great white. They're much smaller than the megalodon, but like still pretty large, around 15 to 21 feet for females and 10 to 13 feet for males. A basketball hoop's around 10 feet long. So like a male megalodon would be around the size of a basketball hoop. A female would be about the size of two basketball hoops, just for a reference. The evolution of a great white. So their genus is called the Carcharodon, which is a separate genus from the megalodon. And they evolved from the mako sharks and came about around 45 million years ago. And their predators are the killer whales. And some great whites will even eat their young, but they don't really have that many natural predators. So to compare the great white to the megalodon, the relationship between the two was like, for a long time, we thought that great whites were descendants of megalodons, which is not true. They actually split at the family level. So megalodons were the last of their family of sharks, which is called Odontidae. And great whites are from a family called the Lamantidae. And great whites, along with other modern sharks, likely led to the extinction of the megalodon, because most modern sharks might have eaten young megalodon as their prey, and them being like more agile and like needing less food would have led them to sustain life from the amount of prey that was around, whereas the megalodon needs more food, so it can't really provide enough nutrients for itself. The size, so like Like I said before, the Megalodon is around 3 times larger than the great white. Megalodon teeth are about 3 times the size of great white teeth. And for a long time, we thought that the two looked similar because we thought that great whites were a descendant of megalodons. But megalodons have a shorter snout, a flatter lower jaw, and longer fins, and they look more like bull sharks. Their diet and hunting styles are actually quite similar, though. They both hunted whales from below and from behind. And great whites often target the underbelly. But like the difference in their hunting style is great whites would often target the underbelly if they came in from below, whereas megalodons would target their chest, and that would lead to their prey's heart and lungs puncturing itself, or like being punctured. And megalodons would also go for larger whales. And when they would go for larger whales, they generally bite their fins. So like that's something that the two had as a similarity. They both bit their prey. Some fun facts about megalodons is that Thomas Jefferson owned a megalodon tooth. Apparently the dude liked collecting fossils, and one of the fossils he collected was a megalodon tooth. Megalodon had a stronger bite force than the T-Rex. The megalodon's bite force was around 24 to 40,000 pounds, whereas the T-Rex had a bite force of around 8,000 pounds. And their full name is Carcharolis megalodon. And that's the name that means big tooth. Also, some people think that there could be some megalodons in the Mariana Trench, which is like the deepest part of the ocean. And they are wrong. Very likely they're wrong, because first of all, they completely disappeared from the fossil record after the point where we think that they were extinct after the Paleocene epoch. And second of all, they'd need too much food and weren't able to get it fast enough for others. And so there'd be other smaller animals for competition, and we would have noticed the amount of food that they eat and take up by then. And third of all, like, even though they live so deep in the ocean, we would, like, one would have washed up by now. Similarly to how giant squid have washed up on beaches, there'd be a megalodon washed up on a beach and people would film it and stuff because it's the internet. And so we'd hear about a giant shark on a beach, which we haven't yet. Even if the shark itself didn't wash up, body parts of like large whales would show up and we'd be concerned. That's also part of the reason why we know there's giant squid, because like they wash up. There aren't megalodons. We haven't seen them. And like they completely disappeared from the fossil record. So sadly, as cool as it would be for them to still be around, they're extinct. So on that note, I think it's time to wrap up the episode. Remember to go to fhntoday.com to check out and other great content. Thanks for listening to this episode, and have a nice day.